I've encountered an explanation on the internet regarding the lack of physical enforcement of vaccination. Well, you should admit, regardless of their psychological warfare they wage against us, they never tried so far to apply physical force to inject you with this poisonous substance. Well, they press you, they threaten you, they may file a lawsuit against you, they may fire you, whatever. But this is all talk. This is papers, threats, maybe threats of physical violence, but not actual real physical violence. They don't go door to door with SWAT. They don't SWAT your house. They don't knock off your teeth to give you this poisonous substance they call VXIN. And this phenomenon requires an explanation. In light of everything else that happens, they are physically actually killing COVID patients, according to NHS documents that recently became obvious for me, because they are in open access on the NHS official website. There is a document that prescribes literally to kill COVID patients, to give them midazolam plus opioids, which is known, even according to Wikipedia, which is known to suppress, to induce breathlessness and depression of breath. So yes, all the famous symptoms of COVID, coincidentally, the symptoms of midazolam, not overdose, but midazolam compound the effect with opioids. And this is exactly what is prescribed in the official NHS document. But I digress. In the light of their possibilities, in the light of the options, so why? Just fucking why they don't simply kill us all? Because they have all the means. They have the force. They have all the violence in the world, and still they do not use violence except against protesters and dissidents and everything else. They don't use violence for vaccination. And that's a problem. And the explanation I encountered in the internet reads as following. Applying actual physical force costs money to vaccine stakeholders, to vaccine investors. And manipulating sheeple to do vaccination semi-voluntarily is the lowest cost they invest in this vaccine. So it is cheaper for them to manipulate sheeple than to force them. And the explanation conjectures that it is quite sufficient for them. The numbers of actual vaccinations are quite sufficient for them, and they don't require additional investment. They don't want to maximize cost because diminishing returns. So the explanation is, with the additional application of physical force, the investors, the philanthropes, face diminishing returns. That's quite logical explanation, given that they are they are paid by government for vaccines. The investors, the philanthropes actually, as soon as they are being paid by government, they are not interested about the further destiny of this vaccine. They already sold this vaccine. They don't care if this vaccine ends up in your body. You see the problem that between the government receiving buying a batch of vaccines from philanthropes and actual injection, there is no change in revenue for the philanthropes. Well, so far, perfect explanation. And I presented this explanation to a man. And he said to me, that's irrelevant, that's not possible. You know what, these philanthropes, they have billions. They don't care about money. And I'm like, what? 30 euros per dose? It's like already $60 billion cash, euros, cash, into the pockets of philanthropes who developed this vaccine and actually coined this price, or how you call it, declare, claim, demand this. They demand this price, they demand 30 euros per dose. You don't know how many doses already distributed and how many doses are planned to be distributed in near future. It's huge money. It is really huge. And saying that somebody so rich and powerful isn't interested in the essence of his wealth and power, that doesn't seem to be a solid argument. And then I encountered a graph of the Pfizer stock. Well, it shows us that Pfizer stock goes up like more than 2 times. Well, maybe it's not perfectly accurate, but it fits my confirmation bias. Pfizer stock goes up. And I realized at this moment on how many levels this argument was absolutely stupid, insanely stupid. Philanthropes are not interested in monetization of vaccine because they already have all the money in the world. On every level it is stupid. The simplest problem is why? You have over $900 billion in your pocket. Why would you be not interested in some more? The most practical observation in the entire history of the world is that wealth makes people greedier. And even if this observation is wrong, then the opposite is true, that they are wealthy because they tend to seize opportunities to make money. Why they are wealthy? Because they make money at every opportunity. And this is why they are wealthy. So claiming that they would stop being interested in increasing their wealth suddenly as they become insanely rich, it doesn't hold water, because it contradicts the prime mover, it contradicts the idea, it contradicts the cause of their richness. And the second level, why is it wrong, is you offer them 60 billion euros right now, and they say, that's change for us, that's pocket change, we don't take it. Why they consider it pocket change? I actually asked the man, why do you think 60 billion euros is pocket change for them? Not worthy of any attention, not worthy of effort. And he said, because they can acquire this sum of money in 10 days or maybe a week. It's not huge money for them. Okay, they can acquire it in 10 days, and you offer them exactly that. You offer them to acquire this money in 10 days. How do you think they acquire this money in 10 days before vaccine? This vaccine is the mechanism of them acquiring such amounts of money. The level of circular self-contradiction, self-defeating in this argument is astonishing. He told me they can acquire this money in 10 days. This is why they are not interested in acquiring this money in 10 days. What the fuck? So, two levels how it is wrong. Third level, subtler, much subtler, regarding this financial capital, the stock market values. All these philanthropes, they are insanely rich on paper. It is so-called financial capital. They are rich in shares. They cannot convert these shares in cash without extra effort to do so. They need to, if one of philanthropes want to cash out, well, first he needs somebody to buy his shares. He need everybody else to agree to this deal, because these huge deals like that, they affect market massively. They are not, it's not like going to, well, there are very few players that occupy 99% of the value of the market. It's like maybe 100 people operate 99% in value of all the financial market, of all this stocks and shares and this type of shit. So when they do anything, it ripples over the entire market, and every action of every player affects everybody else. So you need an agreement with other philanthropes if you want to cash out anything. So all these digits, all these numbers of their wealth in shares are not actually cash. And you cannot cash out 60 billion in one day. It's a lengthy process, and the community of philanthropes most likely will impose limitations, because the market is not bottomless. The market has limited capacity, and this limited capacity will limit your ability to cash out at one time. You cannot cash out infinite amount. You cannot cash out your entire wealth. You need to do it in small increments. And these increments could be relatively small, very small, much smaller than 60 billion in 10 days. So this is another level. Cash is more important for them than their digital virtual riches, because it's illusion of wealth. Being wealth in shares, it is an illusion of wealth, and in order to maintain this illusion, they absolutely need to limit their own ability to cash out. And there is a huge difference between being like billionaire Bill Gates, 100 billions, and 1 billion in cash. Financial billionaire will never ignore 1 billion in cash, because 1 billion in cash is cash. It's more valuable than maybe his entire wealth in illusion money, in shares. Second, regarding financial market. Although it is illusory wealth, this illusory wealth provides absolutely real status among these philanthropes. And this status is real, and they fight for it, they are interested in increasing it, because that's the game they created for themselves, and they are playing this game with gusto. So this spike in stock market value of Pfizer is also a very good motivation for vaccination. It's very good financial motivation for total vaccination. It's not exactly monetary, but you can look at it as a form of profit. So all these companies are profit oriented companies, and they receive profit in forms of cash and stock market value, and both these goals achieved with mass vaccination. You cannot discard this motivation, because it is the most essential motivation in the life of these fat cats. How can you declare, I'm going to repeat myself, no. It's just as circular as argument about money, like cash money. It would be exactly same level of self-defeating circularity when you disregard the motivation of those financial capitalists to increase their financial status, their financial wealth, their wealth in shares. This is the essence of their life. This is the only game they are willing to play. And you say, they are already winning, they don't want to win anymore. What the fuck? Have you ever seen an Olympic, like, 100-meter runner who doesn't want to break his own record? Or who doesn't want to compete in the next Olympic? No, they do compete until they retire. There is no such thing as, I already have a medal, I don't want another medal. They do want another medal, because if they don't want another medal, what do they want in life at all? And the final cluster of stupidity in this argument, this initial argument that fat cats somehow could be disinterested in increasing their wealth because they are already wealthy, the final cluster of this stupidity is more complicated. It's the most complicated
counter-argument. The enforcement machine, their entourage, their lackeys, the army of enforcers, the army of servants, everything that creates their power, everything that creates their lifestyle, well, everything that creates everything in their life runs on raw money. No matter how much a philanthrop, say Bill Gates, is disinterested in money, he could be disinterested in $1 billion, like, I don't care, 1 billion, more 1 billion, less, plus, minus, it's not important. Money could be unimportant for him personally, not a huge loss, but for everyone who serves him, this is real money, and it is not a huge, it is not insignificant amount of money for people who sustain his lifestyle and maintain his power and do enforcement for him. Even if he doesn't need money like some Klaus Schwab or Stalin, who didn't need money because everybody was given to him for free. Everything was given. I said everybody. Say hello to Sigmund Freud. Yes, everybody and everything was given to him for free. So personally, he doesn't. Stalin didn't, and Bill Gates doesn't need money personally. But in order to maintain this kind of life, money are still required to pay millions of people serving him. So every dollar counts, because each dollar goes as investment into the apparatus, into the army of enforcers, into the army of servants, and they run on money. So you cannot disregard the importance of money being directed into this machine merely because of the personal choices and personal lifestyle preferences of the man on the top of this machine. The rest of the machine is very, very interested in this money. And $60 billion is very good chunk of fuel for this enforcement machine. So yes, this argument is stupid on so many levels. I understand the apparent stupidity of everything that unfolds before our eyes, the sheer macabre of this sinister play distracts you, incentivizes you to invent some equally macabre, sinister causes, reasons, motivations. Make no mistake, regardless of all of that, the profit motivation remains the most important motivation for everyone involved in this shit. They are all people, they are all humans, and just like anybody else, they are profit driven. Their profit may take different shapes, and size does matter sometimes. Sometimes quantity becomes quality, but you cannot disregard profits. Before anything else, this vaccination is a tax. This is just another form of taxation. They want to squeeze more profits from all of you. And this is why they do everything in their life. They live to squeeze profits from you peasants.
And if they invent a new way of squeezing profit, they apply this way to squeeze profits. And some additional bonuses in for sadistically minded philanthropes. But profits first.